Zeche Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov Yisrael Chassid, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, Mas Yeshua Fala.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hi everybody, how's everybody? Okay, so yesterday we started the Inyan of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And that means to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to have the Suda right immediately. Not mamish immediately, but close enough. And we said we have to discuss how that works with the Pesach Seder, right? So we'll have to get all these topics. But yesterday we saw from several Rishonim, from the Rabbeinu, from Beit Yonah, and from the Tosfos, that says that you need pas. You know, you have to have bread. If you don't have bread, that's not a Suda. And therefore, if you had Kiddush and you didn't have pas, then you're not Yotze. So according to that, you wouldn't be able to eat at a regular Kiddush that they serve in the shuls, where they have crackers and egg salad and herring and all the geschmacka stuff. But if they don't have bread, then they're not. So, and who else subscribes to this sheet that you need after pas? So take a look at the Maaser Rav. Take a look at page 11, is the Maaser Rav. That the Vilna Gaon, this Talmidim, wrote down various hanhagas. You know, that the Vilna Gaon used to do various practices of the Maaser Rav. And let's see what he writes on page 12. So he says like this: Af b'kiddush hayom einu mekadosh al makom suda gemura. He says even kiddush b'yom, in other words, certainly kiddush b'layla. Kiddush b'layla is a much stronger than kiddush because it's not only a bar piragafen, but it's even a whole bracha. But kiddush b'yom is just a bar piragafen, so it's a, you know, it's not as a strong din as a kiddush, you know. So he says, but even be kiddush b'yom einu mekadosh al makom suda gemura. You see what he goes on? Suda gemura, v'lo minei tagima o yayin. It's not enough that you're going to have, you know, cookies and things like that. And yayin, it's not enough. You need a real suda. So that opinion is similar to the Rabbeinu Yonah yesterday and the Tosfos. And again, that would basically not allow you to eat. And I guess if you eat so much at a Kiddush and Shul that you kaveh Suda on it, so then that would maybe be considered a Suda Gemura. But then you would have to really eat a lot. Well, you know, people do that.
Then you'd have to wash.
Then you'd have to wash, right. You'd have to wash, and yeah, and then there would be a shiloh whether you were allowed to do that, as we saw, because you're not going to eat. Well, talk then Adam would count a suda shniyah. You know, that would be suda shniyah, and then you would only have to eat one more meal because this is already, and you'd make a motzi on the, But it's not recommended. In some shuls, I know some shuls, they have a nice big kiddush and they give everyone rolls. So this way, in the winter months, like now, they'll go to the kiddush, and they'll have rolls, and they'll come home. They don't have to eat anything because they had their suda. You know, so that would be that they don't have to rely what's considered kviya suda, what's not considered kviya suda. You know, so they had the challah rolls, and they have, you know, they have tables for the people, and that's how they had. You know, it could work out very well, especially in the winter months now. Because what happens a lot of the time in the winter months, people come home and then they have their meal, and then the meal ends, it's almost time to go to shul for mincha, and then they're going to eat shalosh shudas after that. You know, they're not going to have the, like the Rabbi once spoke about, not having, you know, they're not having the shalosh shudas l'teyovim. If you're not having a latte oven, I mean, and if there's not a nice amount of gap between the Suda Shniyah and the Shalosh Shudas, you're not going to really have it with day of it. So even if you do, you were successful in stuffing something down your mouth, it wouldn't necessarily, So that's the, but so the Vilna Gaon, you know, is of this opinion, together with the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and Tos. Those are the two Rishonim we saw yesterday. And the Vilna Gaon says, Nitzu de Gemur. So again, so if you have these Shitas, then you have a very good... So basically, in many cases, if you just want to go to shul and have some crackers and herring and have a kiddush, so according to Vilna Gaon, he wouldn't allow that. So he would just say, "I'm not eating at this kiddush because it's the in kiddush al makom
sudum." Is the Vilna Gaon the Maaserav?
What?
The Maaserav to Vilna Gaon.
Right here, Maaserav. Yeah.
Is he in a way stricter than Rabbi Yonah? Does he say you have to have, when he says Suda Gemur, does that mean just challah, or does that mean like you have to have challah and other stuff too?
I think he says you need challah, Suda Gemur.
But Suda Gemur just means have a challah.
Yeah.
Just challah and like kiddush, is that like enough?
Suda Gemur is just challah.
Okay.
I mean, it's better if you have a nicer suit if you have other things. So then the question is, so who gives the heter? So now we have to see what is the heter based on, and that is known as the sheet of the Gaonim. And we have to see what the Gaonim really held. And I'm going to show you the Gaonim quoted in the Torah, and then we'll see how you understand it, and then we'll see other places where the Gaonim is quoted. So take a look on page 5. It says the Torah, Kotzvu od ha-Gaonim, page 5. Ha-Damrinan in Kiddush al-Makom Suda, ein tzarech she-yigmur sham kol sudaso, el afilu ochal dover muat, O shasa kos yayin shechayav avalach bracha yatsu yidei kiddush v'gomer sudasu b'makom acher. V'davcha she'achal lechem o shasa yayin avalachal peiros lo. So this is the sheet of the Gaon. So again, you don't have to, he says, Eitzar sheyigmur sham kol sudaso. Alafilu ochal davar muat, o shasa kos yayin. Is good enough. So, what would you say? So, what is the Gaonim Shita? How would you interpret the Gaonim Shita? What do you need to be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda?
I'm going to be learning the Dafka at the end.
V'davka she'achal lechem. Or shasa yayin.
On the beginning?
Well, yeah.
Is that part of the Gaonim?
That's part of the Gaonim, Pashtus.
Okay.
If you want to suggest a different, I'd be open to hearing a different interpretation.
No, if I can, it says, since he's machmer, you have to eat lechem.
Right. So according to this shita, would there be heter according to this shita to have a kiddush in shul, a regular type of kiddush that we have in shul?
My question is, could be I'm not going to kiddush makom suda, so I'll go home and make another kiddush.
Right, but the question is, if you're not going to kiddush makom suda, and you're going to go home and make another kiddush, did you have a right to eat at the first kiddush?
But I'm eating before Kiddush.
Eating before Kiddush, right. Because normally we assume you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So if you weren't...
What is that based on?
What is that based on?
Yeah, but where do we find that? Where is that is so noted?
Yeah, so let's take a look what that's based on, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So let's take a look. If it's in this packet or the next packet.
Let me see. Maybe isn't it based on a transcript of Lo Soch Al Adam, or?
No, Lo Soch Al Adam is before Davening. Here, take a look on page 13 in the Rambam. Zok the Rambam, mitzvah levarach al yayin biyom haShabbos, kodem sheyisod tzu d'shniya. Right, levarach al yayin. Zok dukar kiddusha Rabba. Levarach b'rei pe'agofen, bevad l'shoset v'chachach yitol yadav yisod. V'osar lo la'odam sheyitam klum kodem sheyikadish. V'gam kiddush lo yel b'mokam suda. So the Rambam seems to say, Klor, that you're not allowed to eat.
So it doesn't help that I'm hearing Kiddush from somebody who is the Yitzim Makam Suda.
Yeah, in other words, even though you're going to make Kiddush again, I'm always matpid when we go home, I make Kiddush again. Always.
Right.
Always makpid to make Kiddush again. But the question is, I go to a Kiddush, so the question is, did I have a right to eat at the first Kiddush? Because if the first Kiddush, I didn't have bread. So then now we're leaving the Shita of the Vilna Gaon and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the... And the Tosfos, and now we're going to the Shitas HaGaonim. So the Shitas HaGaonim seemingly is more lenient. So, but how do you see that in the Gaonim?
It sounds like you just need a shear through your yayin, and then as long as you finish somewhere else, you're okay.
So what did you say, Nathan?
It sounds like according to the Gaonim that you're more mayo because you're able to just have enough to cry in a little bracha yesterday to eat kiddush. It doesn't sound like it's possible. It just sounds like it's...
So let me ask you a question, Natan. Can I have at the Kiddush, say, some cake? I'll take cake, a little herring, and soda. Is that okay? Cake, herring, and soda. That's a good Kiddush.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
Because according to them, it sounds like
Let's read it inside. On page, on page 5 in the tour. So where does he say that you can have? So you need kiddush b'makom suda. So then, where's your suda if you're having cake, herring, and soda? Where's the suda?
It sounds like the actual suda is b'makom acher where you're like finishing it,
So what do you have to have here?
He says enough to cry the love bracha, then you're just going to be kiddush.
What do you mean chayav olav bracha? What is it? Oh, don't worry. Chayav olav bracha. What does bracha mean?
I guess like a
shear,
maybe a little
mahalach,
but like something like
that. Yeah. So you need to maybe have the amount to have a bracha achrona.
Right.
Of what?
Of either zohar v'lat or kosyayin.
Dovram Kos Yayin. What is a Dovram Muat?
Is it red?
What?
The Dovram Muat.
What is a Dovram Muat? Of what? Who's speaking?
Joseph Katan,
let me find you.
Right here.
Hi, Rabbi Yosef. Where are you? Oh, yeah. So, Dovram Muat of what?
Maybe it could be bread.
Bread. So then, you have a little bit of bread, enough to make the bench. So you have to what? A gazais. Well, he says, afil ochal davar muat, but then he says it has to be dafka ochal lechem. So then what's the heter of... So bread or wine?
Yeah, right.
So bread or wine. So so again, to the kiddush I'm describing, that you had cake, herring, and soda. But you didn't have bread and you didn't have wine. So is that a good kiddush? I mean, a good kiddush. You'd say you need kiddush makom sudas. So you didn't have bread or wine in the example that I gave. Yeah, Natan. That's the question I'm asking on Natan. Where's Natan?
Is it enough? Is it
that
the person themselves has to be Yayim, or the person who makes Kiddush would be mostly for everyone else?
Say again?
Is it that each person that makes Kiddush needs to have Yayim, or can I be mostly Kiddush Malkum Suda as long as the person who made Kiddush for me has
to? In other words, you're saying, is it enough that one person has it even though everyone else doesn't?
Right,
like
can they
fulfill that? Right, but then that would mean that the person who's making Kiddush, he's saying he's going to have the wine, you say. So he'll have Kiddush Malkum Suda.
Yeah.
But the simple shot is that if just because it's Kiddush Malkum Suda for him, doesn't make it Kiddush Malkum Suda for you.
Okay, fine.
So
why not?
Why not? Because everyone has a chovas hayochid to make kiddush. The fact that one person is making it for everybody, that's shomer ka'oda. And the fact that we prefer it, that's brovam hadras melech.
Yeah, so but he's making me, and he drank wine. He gave me this chos of his wine drinking as well.
If he lets you drink his wine, then you'll have wine.
Well, he drank.
Well?
But I don't think the question even
starts. The chovas haguf. You have to make kiddush, and you have to have the suda. No one can do that for you. I mean, they can make the kiddush for you because you're going to show me a kohana. But if they can't eat the suda for you, yeah. Rav Moisey, Yoni, did you want to say something?
I thought that this doesn't even get off the ground. I mean, I know that okay, if the person who makes kiddush, let's say he does have some wine, he does do kiddush malachim suda. Okay, then we have a question, but I don't think he even does, because we saw somewhere else in the packet that you need to have an extra raviz of yayin. So it's not just what you make kiddush on, it's also something more.
Well, you might have seen that elsewhere in the packet, but I want to know, have we seen that yet? You might have seen that elsewhere in the packet, but what about the rest of us who didn't see it elsewhere in the packet?
We've got to wait for that.
Right?
In other words, the guy,
what?
No. The guy in the guy, man. So Shigmar Kosadas, eh? Aisha Asa Kashayan, but he has to drink another Kashayan after the Kiddush.
Is that true?
Does it mean Arab?
Well, maybe the fact that...
What you're saying is
that if you're saying that the Kos of Kiddush is sufficient at some point out, then the whole din of Kiddush Makom Suda becomes irrelevant because everyone, by definition, you're going to have... No, but the answer is no. Because for Kiddush, all you need is a Melo Lugmov. But it could be he's saying, the way some point out, is that for the Chov of Kiddush, you need Malom Lugmov. But if you also want to be Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda with that wine, so you shouldn't just have Malom Lugmov, which is a Rov Reviz, you should have a Reviz Gomer, and that's a Dover Shem Avarchim Alav Bracha Achrona. But who says, Mehechi Teisi, as some point out, that you need Nachakos? Does it say that? Maybe not. Because he says, maybe the fact that you're not just having a below Lugmav, but you're having, which is a Rov Reviz, you're having a full Reviz, and you could be Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda without having a second Kos. But then, okay, that's a possibility. In other words, it doesn't say Beferish that again, we didn't get to other sources yet. But I'm going to focus on how the Torah quotes the Goyim, and then we'll have to see how other people quote the Goyim, but how the Torah quotes the Goyim. And then according to this, fellas, so if you would have cake, and in other words, a lot of people come to a Kiddush, say the Rav and the Shul makes the Kiddush, and then you just have a piece of cake. And you have cake, crackers, herring, and soda. So l'chora, that doesn't fulfill the shittas from yesterday, but at first glance, it doesn't even fulfill the shittas of today. Because the Gaonim say, to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to have either Dover Muat, which he says a little bit of bread, or wine. So then we're stuck in the, we're stuck now. Because then the minhag Yisrael, that people go to a Kiddush, l'chora doesn't fulfill even the sheet of the Gaonim. Do you agree to that, Nathan, or do you still want to argue?
No, I agree. Unless if everyone was drinking a Kos of Yayin, then that works, no?
Yeah, if everyone, but that's not the case usually. That everyone's drinking it. Okay. Then we have to tell everyone. Everyone has to make sure to drink a Kos of, yeah. And we were at a Kiddush that the rabbi announces everyone should make sure to drink wine. I've been in many Kiddushes in my life, and I've never heard that such an announcement. Even in Muncie, I don't think they make such an announcement. Right? Even in Muncie, they don't make such an announcement.
Yeah. Yes. Rebbe?
Yeah.
Can we move the diet from the Sefer, the last four words? Avalachol Peres Loi.
Oh, yeah, so let me hear.
The Zaynus is, as I'm saying, the only Peres don't count.
Oh. Right. So he's saying like this. So Rebbe is saying that maybe Avalachol Peres Loi. Peres is not good. But maybe what? Maybe the Zionist is good. Why should the Zionist be good over Paris? Well, you're making Bracha Chrona on Paris also.
If it's Paris, if it's a Shivas Aminim.
Even if it's not Shivas Aminim.
You make it probably mean Ala Mechia, no?
So you want to say, because the Gemara calls Borei Nefashos as Lo Klum. That's the Lashon. Acher of Lo Klum, even when it's a Borei Nefashos. So Borei Nefashos, we consider that a lower, even though we make it, but we consider it a lower thing. So Peres Lo maybe means even Only payers. But the question is payers different than... You could say that mezoinus is really lechem also. That's another way to learn. In other words, we know if you kovei a suda on crackers, you make a motzi. Motzi lechem. You didn't eat bread. So the answer is, like Rav Shechter always says from Rav Soloveitchik, that pasa baba kisnin, which includes cake and cookies and stuff, is really lechem. But it's lechem that you have a suda, you eat snack lechem. That's why if you kovei a suda, then you make a motzi lechem in arts. But how could you? No, we never say if you eat a little bit of meat, it's shakol. And you need a lot of meat, you make another bracha. We never say there's no such a thing. It's the same bracha. So how come all of a sudden you eat a cracker, you make a mezonis? You eat 15 crackers, maybe 20 crackers, maybe you make a motzi. What's the words of Rav Shechter said for Rav Soloveitchik? Was the idea is that anything that's a baked item is lechem. It's just Chazal said if your lechem is snack type lechem, you make mezonos. If it's meal type lechem, you make a motzi. But it has to be lechem. So maybe pasa baba kisnin is good enough. But the Bav Kamina would be not everything of that is mezonos is pasa baba kisnin. Like Rav Shechter always says, it has to be a loaf. So if, say, you have spaghetti. Spaghetti is not pasa baba kisnin. Or say, for example, it's coming up now, Hanukkah. Sufganiyot. Right? Jelly donuts. Jelly donuts is not pasa baba kisnin because it wasn't baked. Right? It's fried. So jelly donuts, even if you eat 100 jelly donuts... You're not going to make, you'll never make a motzi lechem and aretz and jelly donuts. Because it's not lechem. It's
pancakes,
not, and pancakes is also, it's what? It's not, it's fried, right? It's not baked. So anything that's not baked, like Rav Shechter said, Rav Shechter pointed out, anything that's baked is not it's not possible to kiss them. So you're not.
Crackers are baked.
What?
Crackers are baked.
So then maybe you want to say a chiluk between. But what Ramey is saying is to make the diak that the fact that he says aval peiros lo and he doesn't say aval you know, he could have said a higher thing like pasa baba kisnin lo. Oh. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 9. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Goyim. So look at the Shulchan Aruch. Kasu ha-Goyim. Ha-dein kiddush al-mokum suda afil ochal davar muat. He's quoting the Goyim that the Torah. O-shasa kosyayin shechayv ala bracha yotzi dechavaso al-mokum suda. Ve-gomer sudasa v-mokum acher. So look in the Magen Avraham now. Zok the Magen Avraham. What? Magen Avraham is on page 10. Sivkot Yudav. The Shulti Giborim Kosev of the Avraham Perish Dio. Chalsu the Shabbos Nechshav Keva. So the Shulti Giborim says even Perish is good. Now we're going to have a whole packet. Or part of a packet to discuss the Shita of the Shulti Giborim. And I'm not ready for that yet. And you should know, Rav Moshe Feinstein had a unique Shita when it comes to this. And Rav David wrote a thing against it. And I once was at a Kiddush. I once was at a Kiddush with Rav David. It was on the 7th, I think it was on Shvi Shal Pesach. It's on Shvi Shal Pesach, and MTJ the Kiddush was. And Shvi Shal Pesach, and I was watching Reb David the whole time. And what did I see? I saw that he didn't eat anything. I didn't eat anything. And I've been at Kiddushes before with Reb David. It's not that he doesn't eat at a Kiddush. But he didn't eat. And I thought the pshat is because... Because the Kiddush was all potato starch. It wasn't, they didn't have gebrachs, it was all potato starch. And Rav Moshe was mako, that you could see Rav Moshe was makel that you could have potato starch to be, and that's not mezoinus, you know. So that's a breaking. So we have to see what Rav Moshe Shita was, but Rav Moshe was makel of that, and he himself was noig that way, and especially he was noig that way on Pesach. I don't know why they didn't have. Did Rav Moshe have gebrox? I don't know. But in the yeshiva at the Kiddush, they didn't have gebrox. They had, it was all potato starch. And I was waiting to see if Rav David was going to eat, and he didn't. I didn't go over to confirm my feelings, but I thought that based on, since Rav David wrote a saga on Rav Moshe, that see, Rav David didn't necessarily follow everything. Rav David had his own opinions on things, you know. On the big things, he usually, you know, was with Rav Moshe, but a lot of things he wasn't. Not a lot of things, some things he wasn't. And we're going to get it. I put in a future packet Rav David's Hasaga and Rav Moshe. First, we have to see Rav Moshe Shita and what Rav David argued on. But I noticed that Kiddush, that Rav David wasn't eating. And I'm willing to bet that I wasn't going to go over to him and ask, you know, why is the Rosh Hashiva not eating? But I figured out on my own why the Rosh Hashiva wasn't eating. The mice, so we have to see what Rav Moshe Shita was. But let's now just go and learn the Magen Avraham now.
Does the Rebbe have a seen Rav David eat at a Kiddush during the year?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure Rabbi Tuchman's Ofruf was at a Kiddush with and Rav David was there. I'm pretty sure he was eating. Pretty sure.
So I only saw him eating after he came back home first.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that he would eat at a Kiddush also. Pretty sure. So it's not that he was following the shitas of like the Gra and this, and he wouldn't need that there would be no proof to me. But I'm pretty sure I've seen him eat at Kiddush, but he didn't want to eat. My shita is that he didn't want to eat when it was just potato starch.
Maybe it was because he didn't want to eat outside the house on Pesach.
I don't know. It's his yeshiva. I don't know. You could say that also.
Well, Rebbe, someone like me who's gluten free all year round can never have, shouldn't be eating at a Kiddush at all.
So Rav Moshe is gonna. We're gonna see. We gotta get. You're 2 steps ahead of me. I mean, you're 10 steps ahead of me. So we'll have to see. So keep coming to the shiur, and by the time we finish this inyan, you'll have an answer. But he says like this. So weiter in the Magen Avraham. Mikol mokom nirli de ochel minei tagim and mechameshes minim yotza. Ta kol ponim chashivi tvei lesuda Shabbos miyayin. Oh, so this is the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. That the Torah says from the goyim, bread or wine. And Ramei Kesselman says, the chutz mi peiros. And Ramei Kesselman had a good diak. He says, why didn't he say chutz mi mezoinus? So the Magen Avraham says a chiddush, that even though he says only wine and bread, but cake is more chashiv than wine, legabe asuda. So he says that l'maisa, if the goyim permitted wine, they also permit mezonos. He doesn't say pasa baba kistin. He says chamesh is minim. Nafki minim would be, like Rav Shechter pointed out, spaghetti is not. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, spaghetti is not possible because it's not a loaf, it's stringy. So all he requires is mezonos. So he tainas. So the Magen Avraham is saying a chiddush, and this chiddush of the Magen Avraham became the minhag of Yisrael that we go to kiddush, and we, even though we didn't have yayin and we didn't have what. We didn't have bread. Good. Because if yayin is permissible, dal kol ponim chashivi tvei lesuda Shabbos miyayin.
Is this the Magen Avraham that's saying?
I'm reading Magen Avraham. You see it? Sifkan Yudalf. So that's, Natan, that's the answer. That if yayin is good, that this falls under the category of yayin. In other words, this is better than yayin. So if there are two categories according to the Gaonim, then this could fall into the category of yayin.
Yeah, it's better than yayin.
Right, that's what he says. If you say Pshat of the Magen Avraham is that, then it would be just as good, if not better.
He can drink wine.
The gluten-free fellow can drink wine. You hear that?
Yeah.
So you have to go to the ones that have the wine available. Well, that's going to be a separate discussion. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that... What?
Lakshan Kugel
will help. Lakshan Kugel will help because...
No, because it's been a tagina. Even though it's not pas, like the Rebbe said.
Yeah, but it's mzoinus. Well, the Magen Avraham doesn't say pas. Magen Avraham doesn't say pas. In other words, that whole shtickle that I said before is trying to say you could have cake because it falls under lechem. But the Magen Avraham is saying a different word. He's saying a different word than what I just said before. I was trying to explain that maybe it's okay because it falls under lechem, like Rav Shechter said from our salvation. But he's the Magen Avraham is saying no, it's good because it's logor of miyayin. That's the Magen Avraham.
The Gaon is not masking
to this. Well, the Gaon doesn't hold from this whole Shita.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Maaser Rav. In the Bir HaGra'a, you see, he explains it. You see, he's saying something different than the Bir HaGra'a that he said in the Maaser Rav. Because in the Bir HaGra'a, he's explaining that Yayin is good. That doesn't mean he paskin. The Bir HaGra'a is a perish on the Shulchan Aruch. But he himself didn't prav that way. You know, even though that's what he's saying in the Bir HaGra'a here. And then the Bir HaGra'a says, but what about a beer, Shechar? Pavagav da havichamer lo yotzabo mokum suda do soid kemo yayin. But the yayin is soid. It satiates you. So he says, but... Now let me ask you a question. Could you argue with this Magen Avraham? Let me ask you a question. Is there a sad to say that the Gaon meant dafka yayin and bread and mazonis would not be good? Cake would not be good? Can you say a svar for that? Whereas the Magen Avraham was saying a chiddush. And that this chiddush, we don't even realize that this chiddush became so makubal, we don't even realize that it's a chiddush what he's saying. Because again, according to the Rishonim from yesterday, it doesn't work. Because it's not lechem, pashtus. According to the Gaonim of today, he only said yayin and lechem. So you want to say it's logar, but maybe one could argue. What would be a svar to argue with the Magen Avraham and say cake and crackers wouldn't be good? I want to hear what you have to say. And then I'll tell you what I think, as far as you could argue. I think Rav Moshe Sternbach says it. We'll see, he's in one of the packets here. I'm asking you, is it foolproof? What the this thing that he says here, the Nirali, see, Nirali usually means, like when the Rambam is saying a Kiddush, he says he royally. Nirali, he's saying, I'm saying a Kiddush, she says. You know? Nir Ali. This Nir Ali was not said in the Gemara, was not said in the Gaonim, was not said in the Rishonim. The Magen Avraham is the first one to say This chiddush, Nir Ali. So I want to tell you, is it a chiddush? Is it so pashut? What would be a counter argument? If you want to argue on this Nir Ali.
What about the fact that kiddush you make?
It depends on the times. Wine is more chashuv, but that is more chashuv. It's times wine, I'm sure, was much more chashuv. They didn't have so many bakeries.
Yeah. What were you saying, Victor?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, one second. Okay, so that's what you take. It says the chashivas, yeah.
But doesn't it also, doesn't kiddush, maybe wine is more chashiv because you make kaddish, like you have a whole broth of kiddush, like part of the suda, so like maybe it is more.
Yeah, in other words, maybe the word, this Rav Sternbach has a whole thing about, we'll have to see. But what's the ikur of a suda? Is the pas, right? That's the. Now, a lot of times, wine you have as a precursor to your suda. You understand? So, there was maybe the word of the Gonim is not because saw it, not what the Magid of Ram says. It's because wine is, that's the way they had started a meal. The word of the Gonim Pashtus is, and this Rav Sternbach is Ma'arer, we'll see. Is that's how you start. The word of the Gonim is you don't have to have the whole meal there. You just start the meal there. Now, how did they start a meal? They started a meal usually with they would bring wine to the table. And they would drink wine that would whet the appetite. And then they would. So he says that even if. So the real meal was the bread. And the wine was the precursor. But cake, what does cake have to do with anything? Yeah, cake maybe is more filling. So, but that's not, you don't have cake as a meal. So that's not a suda, and it's not the precursor, because that's not what they would eat at the beginning of a meal to get you whet your appetite for the rest of the meal. They would give wine. So that's moshich. But maybe you can argue with this Magid of Ram. And that's what we're going to see when Moshe Sternbach speaks about this question.
Rabbi, do you think it can be argued that nowadays pot is actually what whets the appetite before a meal? When you go to a restaurant, they serve bread before the meal, but taka nowadays, besides Shabbos, no one is serving a big, nice loaf of bread with meals. And it's not considered as kosher as opposed to,
Yeah, my quick question is that the pshat of the restaurant, or the restaurant takes so long to cook the food? They don't want people to complain, so they put some bread on the table. This way you can start or at a Chinese restaurant, they give you the dip, the noodles, right? Because...
My point is that pot is no longer important in meals. We don't really...
Yeah, so that's what you're asking is a very important fundamental question of the role of the pas bezman hazeh. Like someone told me once, Rabbi David Feinstein said in Europe, a fleishik meal meant that you took a piece of bread and you had fleishik schmaltz on it. And a milchik meal meant that you took a piece of bread and you had butter on it. But the main thing of a meal was the bread. And then you question what you put on the bread. Today, the bread is really not part of the meal. We probably would not even eat bread. Had it not been, in other words, today a meal is meat and potatoes, this, that, and the bread we do sometimes because of religious reasons, not so much in many meals. So that's a stammer question. But the point that what I'm saying here, and I think this is what Moshe Sternbach is going to say when we get to him in the packet, or the next packet, or this packet, is that it could be that. That this Magid of Ram, the Chiddush, is not really, is not Muchach 100%. Because just because you could have wine doesn't mean that Muadin Mazonis or Kalvachom Mazonis. Because wine is the thing that the Gaonim are emphasizing is you don't have to have the whole meal there. You could start the meal. And how do you start a meal? Wait.
Open it.
Do you hear what?
Open it. It should be still going.
Yeah, okay, I just naturally...
Yeah.
You see?
Interesting.
So this is a chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Magen Avraham, you know, kedai the Magen Avraham to be soymach alav. But if you look, and Sternberg is going to make this hara, as we'll see, but we realize that it's according to that, maybe you can't even have mazonis. You know, people always say, oh, mazonis for sure is good. Mazonis for sure is good. And other people, that's the goyim. But you look carefully, the goyim never said mazonis. Lechem, so you could say, well, like we said before, that pasa babakistan. But maybe that's not good either. But look, Minhag Yisrael is clearly that we're mako. And we'll see, Reb Moshe was even more mako. Reb Moshe was so mako, but that's in a coming packet. I told you, Reb Moshe was very mako. And the question is, where does he, you know, so that's, and I told you, Reb David wrote against Reb Moshe, meaning he argued with Reb Moshe. And I saw the tshuva many years ago, and I made the packet. It's not in this packet, it's a coming packet. And then they helped me, the head librarian, Ms. Weiss, helped me find it. So I found the tshuva from Reb David, where he was Okay, so the next thing I want to do tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is to show you different versions of where the Gaonim were quoted, besides in the tour, and to see what we see from there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can I just point out that, of course, the Svarah is a very, very big Svarah, but I think the Magen Avraham Bavarn said himself.
Yeah, no.
Because he says a very interesting Russian, how, Minitagima Mechamej Avim Yotza, the Alkoponim Hashimi say, the Seudas Shabbos. He doesn't just say Hashimi Tvei Miyayin. That's what I thought I saw. But he says Hashimi Tvei the Seudas Shabbos.
Yeah, but right. So, but that's a chiddush because he's saying like this. Which is more of a Seuda? Bezoinus or Yayin? Okay, you'll say Bezoinus is more Choshev. And then the Vilna Gaon says because it fills you up even more. But that's not what the Gaonim say. The Gaonim say is that you could... The Kiddush Mom Suda means that you just have to start the meal. So what does it, that's Rav Sternberg's time. What does it mean, start a meal? It means I don't have to eat the chicken and the... How do you start a meal? Usually they have wine, and then they have bread. So if you had a starter like that, that would be good enough. Yeah, it doesn't matter that cake fills you up more. But that's not how a person has a meal. So therefore... Maybe Irachanam Yayin is the Haschol of Asuda, because that's how you normally start a meal. But you wouldn't start a meal with cake. You know? So maybe cake is not considered any part of the Suda. It's not Haschol as Asuda. You see, that's...
Rabbi, again, I ask, Haschol as Asuda now is soup, right? And soup is always the precursor, or fish is really Haschol as Asuda. No one drinks wine at the beginning of Suda.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in the fancy places, you know, you, like when you go in sometimes to a real fancy wedding, right? So what do they give you in as you're walking in the lobby there? What are they giving? No. You've been at weddings. They have wine. They're giving out wine.
Usually it's not wine. Usually it's like shechar and other types of drinks, but usually wine is during the meal. I think times have switched.
Okay, could be times have switched. But okay, so then, okay, but Kitzer, he says, that's the Lashon. Ain't sar sheyigmor sham kol hasuda. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow Bez Hashem will continue, but I just wanted to show you this... this thing, but at least now we know where it comes from. The fact that you're going to eat a kiddush and you have crackers and cake and then go home, on whose authority are you basing yourself? So the answer is, I'm basing myself on the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Goyim. I can't say for sure it's the Goyim, But it's the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Gaon. That zikr is. Then we can befalpel. Maybe you could say a different shot in the Gaon. Not the Magen Avraham's shot. But if you want to say who's the authority that I'm basing it on, so the answer would be the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Gaon. I think that's a fair way of putting it. Okay, let me say hello to everybody.
Yeah. Are we just able to do a quick scheduling thing? There's only, unfortunately, I saw the calendar before, so there's 2 weeks left. And specifically to schedule some kind of virtual event for Hanukkah for the guys. Now that midterms are...
Okay, so you let me know. You let me know.
Whenever we do it on the group chat, no one answers me. So please answer me, guys.
You have to cancel the virtual event.
What?
You have to cancel the virtual event.
Why?
Let's have the virtual
Hagiga
or whatever. I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out. I'll speak to you. We'll figure it out. And Rabbi Kalinsky wanted me to give the shiur to the parents of the Talmidim. Did he tell you something about that?
I was never reached out. I was reached out that they want guys to pay $15 an hour to scan books or whatever, but no one told me about the shiur of the parents.
Okay, this is from Rabbi Kalinsky. I don't know. He was supposed to speak to, I don't know who. Okay, Reb Yitzchok, have a good day, and Reb Yosef Katan, and Roy Hertzfeld, and have a good day, and Dr. Presby, and Rav Poppers, and Yoni Moisey, and Yehuda Shitris, will have a good day, and Reb Meir Kesselman, and Moshe Carroll, and Nathan Bauer, and Ezra Hess, will have a good day, and Daniel Albert, should be well, have a good day. And then you'll have an Abraham today, Rav Aram Levitt, Ilan Sasson, Rav Harari, all have a good day. And Michael Ben Lolo, be well, have a good day. And Rav Wallach, and Rav Felder, and Rav Silberger, and Rav Ezra Hagler, not to be confused with Ezra Hess, so all have a good day. And Ilan Sasson, and Rav Harari. Okay, should all be well. Also. Yeah.